Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The third baseman, Mark Kernaghe. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Huey Kritz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harry Gumbert. Pitching for the New York Giants, Harry Gumbert. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The center fielder, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lon Warnke. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lon Warnke. And now, play ball. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Kernaghe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernaghe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lieber. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gallen moves to third. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallen scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lindstrom moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kernaghe fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lieber hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lindstrom. Lieber reaches second base with a double. Ott moves to third. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ott scores. Lieber scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Herman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lon Warnicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnicki is called out on strikes. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bartel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lindstrom is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Warnicki fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mancuso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mancuso moves to second. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kritz hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hartnett scores. Demery moves to third. It's Giants, 2, Cubs, 2. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bartel. Demery scores. Cavaretta moves to third. Hack moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges is called out on strikes. One out. Lon Warnicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnicki is 0 for 1 in the game. Warnicki hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. Hack scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gallen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott. Gallen reaches second base with a double. Warnicki moves to third. Frank Gabler now pitching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lieber. Herman reaches second base with a double. Warnicki scores. Gallen scores. It's 7-2, Cubs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lindstrom hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Gabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabler is called out on strikes. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 2 in the game. Koenig takes first base on ball 4. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry hits a fly ball into center field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a line drive towards short. Bartel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack strikes out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges takes first base on ball 4. Lon Warnicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnicki is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Warnicki hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koenig fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ott hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lieber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mancuso hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Lindstrom. Mancuso reaches second base with a double. Lieber goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Cubs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0-for-2 in the game. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Phil Weintraub pinch hits for Frank Gabler. Phil Weintraub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weintraub hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Koenig is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Alan Stout now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cavaretta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-3 in the game. Terry hits a fly ball into center field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Warnke covering, for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lieber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Georges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 3 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stout fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Georges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lon Warnke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Warnke bunts towards third. Koenig fields it and throws to first for the out. Georges moves to second. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Herman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bartel strikes out. One out. Kiddo Davis pinch hits for Huey Kritz. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Georges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning pinch hits for Alan Stout. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and New York Giants, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.